Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SRV, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy that there's only one of me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti, is our good friend and our longtime Brain Trust member who's been with us now for more than 11 years. His book, which is still one of my marketplace Bibles, Built on Trust. I wish you could see my copy. It's almost destroyed. I've used it so much. Arki, thank you so much for your book, for what you've meant to us as a member of our Brain Trust over the years, and for the genius of really, it's just common sense, isn't it? Being trustworthy. Yeah. It's a natural. It really is a natural thing for modern humans, isn't it? Shouldn't it
be? Yes, it is. It comes from the inside in the following way. We have two broad motivations. You people that you work with, your employees, people you're managing, have, and your customers. On the one side, we want to contribute. We want to help. This is a very positive thing, even across functions or whatever. How can I help? But on the other side, there's a set of fears that both are natural. And the set of fears of, well, what if I fail, or what if I get embarrassed, or what if I show up, or what if I can't do it, et cetera, et cetera. These are always running in our minds. So we sit balanced between these two broad sets of motivations. A purpose-driven culture, one that is created by management but really bought in throughout the organization, is one that taps, that encourages, that invites the contribute. How can I help? How can I contribute? And if it's, you allow it to be random, if you don't have a purpose-driven culture, there is still a culture there. It's going to be fragmented.
Yeah, every company has a culture.
You bet.
The question is whether you allow it to oxidize and turn into rust, a rusty culture, or if you keep it maintained and spiffed up and shined up into a purpose-driven company. But I want to make sure that we weave into this the concept of dealing in good faith. Mm-hmm. And dealing in good faith, to me, Arki, is not just doing what you said you would do, but doing the spirit of what you said you would do. When there's some ambiguity, whenever I say I'm going to do something, and then I'm confronted with a variation on that theme.
Yes.
And do I say, oh, that's not, no, wait, Arki, that's not exactly what I said, so that's a whole other set of facts. Or if I look at that and I say, no, wait a minute, Arki, that's not exactly what I said, but that's the spirit of what I said, so I'm going to apply what I said to that. Now, that's dealing in good faith. And here's my question. Why is it so hard for people to do that?
Because they drop into fear. What happens is, well, what if I lose market share? Or what if this happens? Or what if that happens? You know, and so and they may not even be completely aware. But if you examine yourself, you will see. And then automatically come the justifications. The justifications are very handy to us as human beings.
Yeah.
And of course, we can justify anything.
Oh yeah, we can justify anything. That's right.
Yes. So watch yourself when you're justifying. And when you find that you can't meet a deadline or you can't fulfill a promise, immediately is the time you get face to face, and you deal with that. You don't wait until the end with a set of justifications, you know, of why or how or whatever. So those, I think, if you look at them very carefully, they will be fear based. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with fear. The power in a fear is the fact that it is hidden. You know
But let me ask you another thing. It's not always just fear. It's also greed.
Well,
that other thing I call an active force in the marketplace. Those two original active forces, as opposed to trust is a passive force. Fear and greed are active forces. So that greed thing brings me to this question, Arky. Is it possible for a publicly traded company, a company that's listed on one of the stock markets, to be a purpose-driven company? Is that actually possible?
It is not only possible, it is happening. I can't name names, but you know, we have helped this happen. And it is possible. It takes a lot of maintenance because the market changes the organization changes, so you have to recruit on this basis.
Hard though, Arky, to get it out to that last mile. Even if the CEO I know companies that are publicly traded that are not huge companies. They're considered small cap companies. They're still run by the founders and et cetera, et cetera. I know companies like that that are wonderful examples of this. But the larger they get, the harder it is to push those purpose driven ideals out to the last mile, out on Main Street. What do you think?
Yes, that's true. The harder it is, not that it's impossible, but the harder it is because you're across cultures. You're across, this is even within your organization and your customer base, across cultures, you're across time zones, et cetera, so that it becomes, and also the temptation for us versus them, which is a fear, or as you say, greed, which we put in that same category, fear or greed driven us versus them across the functions. Well, they're not engineers, so da-da-da-da-da, or they're not that.
You know, Arky, as we go to the break, there's one company I worked for that for almost 90 years, they did this better than anybody has ever done it, as big a company as they were, and that's Sears Roebuck. When you walk in the door of every store that they ever built, in gold leaf letters in the transom over the door, it said, your satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Yes.
And that was the theme that caused them to be a purpose-driven company for 90 years. And that's something to think about, folks. Right back with Arky Ciancuti.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.